It's been a messy start to our Friday morning, but at least enough warm air is going to continue to be pulled into the system to change over any lingering pockets of freezing rain and sleet to all rainfall by the mid to late morning hours. Winter weather advisories remain in effect for most locations at the very latest through mid-morning. Following our transition to rain, warm air will continue to drive temperatures to the mildest point we've felt in nearly a week. Organized rain should taper to showers by this afternoon and evening from northwest to southeast, with total sleet and snowfall accumulations under an inch. A glaze to a tenth of an inch of freezing rain will be possible when all is said and done. By Saturday, the system will have cleared the region. However, a cold front will push through, touching off a few morning rain and snow showers along and ahead of the front, but they shouldn't be too widespread. The best opportunities will be in the Adirondacks. Temperatures will fall late in the afternoon and eventually struggle to get out of the 20s for our day Sunday. For New Year's Eve and day, we are following another storm system, but this storm appears to be on the warmer side, so we're looking at a primarily rain event for the region Monday night into Tuesday morning. Colder air will work its way into the backside of the system, touching off a few lake effect snow showers for Tuesday afternoon. Settled weather will return for the day on Wednesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather around the country, a few strong to severe storms are possible Friday from the Florida Panhandle into the Carolinas. A line of thunderstorms is ongoing along a cold front from southeast Alabama into the Florida Panhandle, which should continue eastward across Georgia and into the Carolinas today. The biggest threat will be severe wind gusts and heavy rainfall. This line of storms has already prompted flash flood warnings across the Mississippi and Alabama. Tornado threat today is low. Meanwhile, another winter storm will impact parts of the desert southwest today. Winter weather advisories are in effect for northern Arizona, while freeze warnings are in effect for Phoenix and Tucson. Winter storm warnings are in effect for almost all of New Mexico, where anywhere from 4 to 14 inches of snow is possible depending on elevation. For those of you traveling across the Northeast today in New York City, organized rain with a breezy south wind around 10 to 15 miles per hour. Rainfall totals could reach 1 inch. High temperatures will reach the mid-50s. In Boston, organized rain with a south wind, 10 to 15 miles per hour, gusting to 25 miles per hour. Highs will be in the mid-50s. And in Buffalo, organized rain will taper to rain showers with a south wind, 10 to 20 miles per hour, gusting to 30 miles per hour. Highs also will be in the mid-50s. Taking a look at the climate report in Albany today, the average high temperature is 32 degrees and the average low is 17 degrees. The record high temperature is 61. That was set back in 1982, and the record low temperature is 8, set last year. Sunrise, 7:25 a.m. and sunset, 4:29 p.m. Total of 9 hours and 4 minutes of daylight, a net gain of 1 minute from yesterday. Your contiguous United States 24-hour temperature extremes ran from a low at minus 20 degrees, that was at Bitter Creek, Wyoming, yesterday morning, to 84 degrees at Boca Raton and Marathon, Florida. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks in central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sleet and freezing rain should transition to all rainfall by 10 a.m. Total ice accumulations should not exceed 1/10 of an inch. Rainfall will taper to showers this afternoon with temperatures climbing into the mid to upper 40s. Rainfall accumulations today could reach up to a half an inch. Wind across the North Country in Adirondacks is expected to be out of the south 5 to 15 miles per hour, with locally strong wind gusts upwards of 55 miles per hour. That's mainly in the northern Champlain Valley. A wind advisory is in effect here until this afternoon. For the Connecticut Valley and admitted lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, any pockets of remaining sleet and freezing rain will transition to all rain after 8 a.m. Rainfall will taper to showers by this afternoon, with temperatures climbing into the upper 40s to low 50s. Rainfall accumulations could reach up to a half an inch. Expect a south wind right around 5 to 15 miles per hour. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, sleet and freezing rain should transition to all rainfall by 9 a.m. Total ice accumulations should not exceed 1/10 of an inch. Rainfall will taper to showers by this afternoon, with temperatures climbing into the upper 40s. Total rainfall accumulations reaching up to a half an inch. Wind will be out of the east, right around 5 miles per hour. For the Southern Catskills, Taconics, and Southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, sleet and freezing rain should transition to all rainfall by 10 a.m. Total ice accumulations should not exceed 1/10 of an inch. Rainfall will taper to showers by this afternoon, with temperatures climbing into the upper 40s. Rainfall accumulations here could reach up to a half an inch. Wind will be out of the south 5 to 15 miles per hour, with occasional wind gusts upwards to 25 miles per hour. For the Greater Capital District, as well as for the Saratoga area, east of southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, sleet and freezing rain will transition to all rainfall by about 9 a.m., hanging out a little bit longer for parts of the Greens. Total ice accumulations should not exceed 1/10 of an inch. Rainfall will continue to taper to showers by this afternoon, with high temperatures climbing into the upper 40s to low 50s. Rainfall accumulations could reach up to about a half an inch. Wind will be out of the south around 10 to 20 miles per hour, with wind gusts upwards to 25 miles per hour. Your regional forecast for tomorrow: highs will reach the low 40s with partly cloudy skies. We are expecting a few morning showers, but those will taper off and dry out for the second half of the day. A few more breaks of sunshine as well. Sunday, high temperatures reach the upper 20s under mostly sunny skies. Monday will be partly cloudy. Dry for the first half of the day, with rain moving in late day. Rain will last overnight. High temperatures on Monday near 40. For Tuesday, highs will be in the upper 40s with diminishing rain showers. By Wednesday, a cold front will have moved through. Partly cloudy skies are to be expected, with highs only reaching the mid-30s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Jordan Sherman.